Welcome to Wham Bam Tram, and we have a fantastic episode lined up today. We're on the water, and we'll be talking about using the harbour, about land use around Kai Tak, water taxes, and all that good stuff that Hong Kong should be famous for. First, we've got Martin Turner, chairman of the Hong Kong Cycling Alliance, in the studio for a quick look at the news. Here's a great story from Europe. Sales of cargo bikes there could outpace light vans by 2030. Now, cargo bikes are a foundational pillar of Europe's Green New Deal. What do you think about that, Martin?
Well, cargo bikes have got a great role to play in so many places, Hong Kong especially. Here we are with our compact city and lots of deliveries to be made, limited curbside availability. And so, yeah, cargo bikes are going to be just the job. I do hear a lot about e-cargo bikes these days. That's another thing, that which are great and wonderful and add that extra oomph like e-bikes do. But old-fashioned pedalling along a tricycle or a bike with a heavy load on is perfectly doable. Mm. There's no reason why lots of firms shouldn't be taking up simple cargo bikes.
Just looking at the deliveries around Central a couple of days ago, there's a lot of big vans parking on the periphery, and then it's all being wheeled in on trolleys to the shops. I'm wondering, you know, how cargo bikes would work in that scenario. Would they replace the van part, or would they shorten the distance between the van and the shop?
There's a hub and spoke possibility, but I've seen in various cargo bike businesses that actually, you know, the range of the cargo bikes is you know, on a working basis, going to multiple points, is easily sort of 5 kilometres or so. And so you can have quite a large wheel radius for your hub and spoke system. It doesn't have to be just the last 500 metres.
Mm, so we could remove a lot of vans from that central district, for example.
Well, that's right. I mean, remove them from the flowing traffic and remove them from the parking, which blocks the flows of other vehicles.
Yeah, and they're all idling, of course.
Yes.
Thank you, Martin. Right, let's go meet our guests. I'm with co-host Alok Jain. We have Jeff Bent, who's Managing Director of Worldwide Cruise Terminals. That's Kai Tak Cruise Terminal to you and me. We have the one and only Paul Zimmerman, who is Vice Chair of the Southern District Council. He's a district councillor. He's also CEO of Designing Hong Kong. And we have Stephen Chong, who's CEO and founder of what he calls the real Greater Bay Airlines, that is Seaplane Hong Kong. Alok, let's say hello to Paul.
Hi, Paul. Welcome to the studio. I know you have been working tirelessly towards, you know, rediscovering the whole harbour of Hong Kong. We have a beautiful harbour line. You're talking about connectivity from one end to the other, walkability along the harbour, making it more pleasant. But there is also a whole issue of land-water interface. And despite having one of the most expensive land on this planet, we have left the asset which is next to it, which is water, almost unexploited. So how can we exploit this asset and use a better interface between land and water in Hong Kong?
So my latest look at waterfront areas is Kai Tak. And the interesting thing about Kai Tak is that you've got an inland water right in the middle of the city that's fully protected from adverse weather conditions. You could basically be on a canoe in a storm condition outside. You're connected to the water, is still flat. And how do you enable the kind of 2 million people that live around it to actually make use of it? And for that, you need land-water interfaces. You need somebody who designs it into the space. And unfortunately, I have to say that it isn't really happening yet, despite working on this since 2006, basically.
But could water also be used for mainstream transport services? I know some cities, some countries are now talking about having a water metro. So having these high-speed mass transit services along the water coast. Yeah. And obviously, water taxis, they're very popular in places like Dubai. Is there a scope for those in Hong Kong?
Well, Hong Kong has a good heritage of using the water for transport, you know, the Star Ferry. We used to have a lot of Walla Wallas going around. So, I mean, we have always made good use of the water. And we still see in areas like Sai Kung really active use of Kaidos that get people around. So we can see that in that we have a heritage. We're also still doing it. in harbour, currently, there is not a lot of that happening. Pretty much, one, we've got a very efficient MTR station. Two, there is very little on the waterfront. So the activity centres are right above the MTR station. So if you want to go from one activity centre to another, it's far easier to take an MTR than it is to walk to the water and then get on a boat and go to the other side and then be on the land and walk to your destination. It doesn't. But in the future, West Cardinal Cultural District will be done. There will be bars and restaurants and theatres on the waterfront. In Kai Tak, there will be lots of facilities on the waterfront. Central, Side 3, lots of facilities on the waterfront. So then you're going to be in a situation where Alok is on the waterfront in West Kowloon Cultural District and I'm on the waterfront in Kai Tak. And it's so much easier to get to where I am or for me to get where you are using the water.
Paul, it seems we've got a lot of ferries in Hong Kong, but so many of them struggle to actually make money and they're heavily subsidised. And people are saying that perhaps the water taxis would go the same way, that they might not be able to sustain themselves. Why do you think that is? Why can't we make money off the ferries?
Ferries are they're not cheap to operate. So government will have to subsidise them pretty much like they subsidise a lot of public transport. I mean, the MTR is subsidised, heavily subsidised, by allowing MTR to put properties right on top of their station. So although the mechanism is different, there is massive amount of subsidies going into that form of transport. For water taxis in the harbour, if there is a little density in terms of destinations, then a water taxi could be expensive in terms of getting from A to B. But that over time, when there is more opportunities to go from A to B and all these different opportunities to go around the harbour, I think then something like the water taxi will work well. The same way it's working right now in Sai Kung. There's so many destinations there that you have a real active use of a water taxi, and it works, and people are making money because you go to Sai Kung Town and see how many people are trying to get your business to come onto their boat. There is obviously money to be made.
There's also a lot of fun out in Sai Kung. A lot of them are like speedboats, and you're quite open, and it's more like a thrilling experience than a sort of commute to work.
Yeah, unfortunately, government transport departments have an issue with recognizing water taxis and trying to figure out how basically we can have Kaidos in the harbour. And we need to go there. Right now, what is called a water taxi that has been approved for the harbour really is a 110-seat massive ferry boat that goes around on very limited time. It's not like, you know, you punch a number on your or an app on your phone and a walla shows up at the pier and you jump on and you get off to the other location and you pay with an app, an Uber app or Uber boating app or whatever it would be.
So hi Jeff, moving on to you. So Kai Tak has a connectivity issue and you have been talking about some of these connectivity problems that Kai Tak has. What is a long-term solution for this cruise terminal, which was supposed to be a signature infrastructure for Hong Kong, and how the connectivity, a good connectivity, can really unlock that value?
Kai Tak is really at the end of a long peninsula. And the word for peninsula in Chinese is half an island. So we really are half an island. And I think water transport is a key issue to address and a good way forward for us, particularly since the monorail project was dropped. So given that we're at the long end of a peninsula, rather than force people to take ground transport and go a long way around to come back to where they're going, shortest distance between two points from the tip of the old runway is really to get over to Hung Hum, say, or To Kwa Wan, or to Kwintong via an economical ferry service like a Kaito. So about 5 years ago in 2016, there was a Kaito running between Kai Tak and Kwintong. And at that time, it was difficult because the Kai Tak district was not at all built up yet. But in 2 to 3 years, as all the residential developments come online, we foresee that there will be a lot more demand there. And again, you know, the quickest, most economical way to get from A to B is to, you know, build a few more sets of landing steps. These are small, easy to take on projects. I think for The old Kaito operator, they're still quite keen. I talked to them a few weeks ago. They're keen to come back in as the district is populated. Again, you know, like Paul was saying before, all forms of transport is subsidized. You know, roads are built for the vehicles to run on. The MTR, the rails, get their own forms of subsidies. I think building a set of landing steps is really a very minimal expense compared to the connectivity that it can provide in a short time at an economical cost.
So, hi, Stephen. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
You, on Hong Kong, is always famous for creating disruption, creating new ideas. And obviously, we have had a long time since we have heard of a very disruptive idea. And you bring to the table a very disruptive idea for Hong Kong's transport scene, bringing seaplanes into our harbour. How is that going to work?
Well, I beg to differ. This is not a new idea at all. It's completely copy and paste. It's a proven model in the Maldives, in Sydney, in Vancouver. So what we're planning to do is to bring seaplane into Hong Kong to create a affordable sightseeing, aerial sightseeing solution, but also a air taxi service between Hong Kong and the Greater Bay Area. As you know, the national policy is to continue to promote investment and movements between the Greater Bay Area. But how do you get around? Of course, you have the high-speed rail linking from West Kowloon to the mainland. However, that's not enough. How about the coastal area? As a former airline pilot myself, I was grounded for a couple of months, and then I thought, why don't we have a general aviation industry in Hong Kong? So our bases will be covering, we're starting with Hong Kong, but we will have base in mainland China, in Vietnam, in Da Nang, in Palawan, in the Philippines, and lastly, in Bali, in Indonesia. All of them, all of those places attract really high value tourists and business people. So our plane can only seat 19 people, so we will definitely won't struggle finding bum on seats.
That's just like a minibus in Hong Kong, isn't
it? Well, exactly. So with our air taxi hop-on and hop-on service, we basically have an app. People can request for the service, and it's basically like Uber, but we have designated stop.
So why not go for vertical landing and takeoff kind of systems, all these drones that people are talking about to carry passengers? You know, Singapore is doing a trial, Dubai did a trial earlier. Why not go for something like that?
Well, we want to have a affordable transport solution. With the seaplane, it's 19 people. We can break even with 8 passengers, charging $250. So with a high or new technology such as a drone kind of helicopter, a vertical takeoff devices, it's not a proven technology. We want to have a proven solution that works elsewhere in the world before introducing it to Hong Kong.
So, Paul, what do you think? This is going to be another dimension to a Hong Kong transport framework.
Well, we have people making seaplane proposals before. So we used to have seaplanes in Hong Kong. Cathay had seaplanes landing in the harbour. So so I have a lot of questions. I mean, to me, it would be lots of fun to have seaplanes. I mean, you know, the more the merrier. But I think that you'll find a lot of resistance from the CAD, who will have lots of questions about allowing a seaplane to operate. So where would you land it in the harbour?
In terms of certification, we will try to certify the aircraft as a land-based aircraft first. And then once we got the license, we will try to work with CAD to work, plus the Marina Department, to find a viable landing and takeoff site.
So obviously, you will need a place in Hong Kong to have a hub of these seaplanes. And we were just talking to Jeff a minute ago. And Jeff has a connectivity problem. Do you think there's a synergy there?
Get Jeff some more business. Turn the cruise terminal into a seaplane / cruise terminal.
Well, we would love to, because they have the CIQ over there already, custom immigration and quarantine. So we
tap straight into it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Kai Tak is a prime location. It has a a huge aviation heritage. So we would be proud to have Kai Tak as our home.
What do you think, Jeff?
Sounds fun. There need to be a landing pontoon, you know, a lot of arrangements to go through, but, you know, not impossible.
Perfect. So if you have a seaplanes, water taxis, and a little bit of parking there, we hope cruise terminal can become, you know, what it was expected to become for Hong Kong.
Well, it's already, you know, beat the throughput estimates for 2023 back in 2016. So actually, I think we've already surpass the targets, but, you know, we can always do better. Yeah,
of course, we want you to be more ambitious.
Yes, and Hong Kong needs the tourists back at this moment of time.
Sure do.
Okay, and next week, let's find out what Regina Ip thinks about cars, bikes, Lantau Tomorrow, and the chief executive. And now, it's time for our brand new drama, Alphard Wars. This story is purely fictional. Certain long-standing institutions, agencies and public offices are mentioned, but the characters involved are wholly imaginary. Any similarity with any characters living or dead is purely a coincidence.
It is a dusky evening in Hong Kong, and at Government House, the chief executive is giving out medals at the annual honours ceremony.
And this is Chung Sok Kor, the gold Bauhinia.
Oh, well done. And you are with...
The Office of the Chief Government Thesaurus, ma'am.
Ah, I did love your work this year. Barbarous sanctions, that was you?
Yes, ma'am. An insanely despicable so-called year all round.
Quite. Well, keep it up. The Gold Bohemia opens many doors.
And next, Chief Superintendent Davina Vader, Bronze Bohemia Star.
Ah, an other police officer.
A pleasure, ma'am.
CSP Vader jumped into a boiling sea during Typhoon Nabela, rescued three drowning fishermen.
Very well. Keep the line moving, sunshine.
And now the silver star for the office of the chief executive's petty cash.
What a ceremony, madam. You know you're the first woman to have ever won the bronze Bohemia.
Yes. Well, I would need the gold Bohemia to make chief.
I've told you, madam, you need to play the game. One brave deed, two blog posts, that's the formula these days to the top. That's what CSPU is doing.
Oh, Frank, I don't want to play those silly politics. How does writing a blog post prove me a quality citizen? I jumped into the sea during a typhoon with a broken leg and saved three fishermen. If that doesn't do it, nothing will.
It's all about optics these days, madam. You know, CSPU had a 6,000-word editorial in the China Daily last week. It's enormous. The chief executive actually carries it around with her to show people. You can see the bulge in her chongsam.
Frank, you mean well, but it's moot. After that bungled triad operation last week, I'm on my last warning. I'm lucky they didn't cancel my medal today. And the way it's going, I'll be long retired before Hong Kong has a female chief of police.
Not if I can help it, madam.
Why are we slowing?
There's something up ahead in the road. A tailback.
We're not moving, Frank.
Looks like an old lady's cardboard cart, madam. Overturned. She's laying on the street.
Oh, for heaven's sake, hand me my gun. What's going on over here?
Hey, home fun.
It's this old lady's cart, officer, knocked over by this auto taxi.
Well, why was she in the road?
I'm here, you know.
It's this other auto taxi blocking the pavement, officer.
Are the cars damaged? Are any cars damaged?
My leg, my cartboard.
We need to get you out of the road, stat. Frank, call it in.
We interrupt Wham Bam Tram to bring you a traffic advisory. A consignment of DNA-altered bio-uranium hazmat suits is travelling east along Bonham Road towards the radiation research cum cloning facility underneath Government House. At the same time, we are told a new unstable isotope of baryons, and intended for the new One Belt, One Road, One Wormhole laboratory at Hong Kong University, is travelling west towards HKU. Expect delays.
Pile all this waste cardboard stuff up onto the pavement. Driver, put your car on this pavement. You, move your car even more onto the pavement, right up against the wall. Don't block a square inch of the road.
Aya, what's that damn noise? Why so many trucks coming through every night?
The hazardous convoys. We've no time. They're going to crush us all. Frank, take cover! Slow down! Stop! Stop!
Madam, are you Veda? This is Big Bird. Repeat, Big Bird. Veda's down. Repeat, Veda is down.
Frank, what's going on?
Old lady, lay still. How do you know my name? Madam, wake up.
What? My hands?
Shut up, lady. The police officer is down. Veda, don't die on us.
哎呀,真是黑仔啊! What's happened? A little woozy, but I'm not aching. Anywhere.
Veda, dear, you've had a shock. That beam of light from the Baryon truck. I never saw anything like it. It knocked you straight out. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm better than fine. I'm not aching anywhere. I'm strong. My glutes are so tight.
Frank, help me up. That's an order.
Just a moment, lady. I need to attend to this officer. How does she know my name?
I don't know, but let's get out of here quickly, shall we, dear?
Quick, madam. Come now. Come with me.
Hey, where are you going, useless dogs? Officer down. Why am I so frail? Frank, come back!
Okay, lady, you've had a shock now. Just lay down.
Lady, don't call me old lady. I'm Chief Superintendent Davina Veda. Oh,
of course you are, dear. Now, I'm just going to give you a little shot and we'll get you to Queen Mary.